At Giant Eagle, you may have spotted the Stacker. With uncanny MyPerks ability, she stacks up the perks to choose either dollars off or up to 20% off her entire grocery bill. The Stacker, stacking up huge savings with MyPerks. Find your MyPerksonality and transform your shopping into free gas and groceries. Full details at GiantEagle.com/MyPerks. Perks cannot be earned or redeemed on select items. Restrictions apply.
Well, another round of showers and thunderstorms today. In fact, a little bit of help from an upper-level disturbance that'll be scooting on by to the north of the area, combined with a little front that's moving down to near the Florida-Georgia border. And we should see a good deal of showers and storms today. Perhaps the greatest coverage of the last 5 days in what has been an overall a wetter period of weather as expected. And we gave you the first alert on this last week. Now, somebody's going to tell me, say, hey, I haven't had enough water on my lawn yet. All right, I get that. Not everybody's had all that much rain necessarily, no generous rains each and every day. But if you combine the last 5 days, everyone's had at least some rain. But yes, some spots have had more than others. Good example would be Nocatee getting dumped on by 2 to 2.5 inches of rain in less than an hour's time yesterday. And then the White House area on Interstate 10 west of downtown had been sort of a hole in the showers and storms of recent days. Got hammered in the evening hours with an inch of rain in about 30 minutes. So when you get this kind of pattern, it's not hitting everywhere every single day, but we get pretty decent coverage in the end in what has been a very dry last 5 to 6 weeks. So this is welcome rainfall over the last few days, and we'll see a few more showers and storms develop today with some very heavy downpours in spots, frequent lightning, and an isolated strong or severe storm with hail and high winds will be a possibility too. So obviously we'll keep you up to date round the clock as need be on the TV side, CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jackson, on the radio side, News 104.5 WOKV. Storms will be moving off to the east-northeast at about 20 to 25 miles per hour through the day today, and there may be more than one for each neighborhood, which would be some good news, too. Rainfall amounts will average a half inch to an inch, but there'll be some spots that get closer to 2 inches in a very short period of time. Now, it's pretty critical that if you haven't had enough rain that you get it today, because we go into a drier pattern for several days starting tomorrow. Still will likely see a shower storm pop up in the afternoon over parts of Clay and St. Johns County, but it looks to be mainly south of I-10. And particularly near and south of Highway 16. So central and southern Clay and St. Johns County in particular is shot at a little more rain tomorrow, while the rest of the area dries out and therefore heats up because there'll be more sunshine and we get back into the low 90s after a little bit of a break in recent days from the highest temperatures and a little more cloud cover and, of course, the rainfall too. And we stay hot then for Friday and Saturday. We're in the 90s for highs. Dry Friday, just an isolated afternoon shower storm Saturday. It looks like many spots will have a dry Saturday as well. And then by Sunday, by the time we get to Father's Day, a return to at least some scattered afternoon storms. So keep an eye to the sky as we head to the weekend and especially on Sunday. But that's not even a washout, just a day to stay alert for any storms that do develop on Father's Day for Sunday, with temperatures still reaching the lower 90s before any storms develop. Also, a pretty interesting sight in the skies over Jacksonville in northeastern Florida this month. Jupiter is at its closest approach to the Earth and is also aligned with the Sun and Earth as well, so that you get a pretty cool look at Jupiter in mainly the southern skies for the next couple of weeks. Now, this peaked on Monday night of this week, but will still be very visible in the coming days and weeks, as long, of course, as it's not overcast. Jupiter rising in the southeastern sky this week, not too far from sunset, and then setting in the southwestern sky, not too far from sunrise. So it'll be moving across our southern skies. The cool part about this is that with just binoculars, you're likely to be able to see at least four of the biggest moons of Jupiter as well. So pretty cool thing to look for in the southeastern and southern skies. I have a map and all the latest information. It's in the Burrish blog at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for news 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.